Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our final advanced extension class for birthing the heart and mind of God. Let's all take a breath. Please just give me a moment. Truly, truly, what an amazing journey, unparalleled, that we have all been on. And not only have you birthed God's heart and mind, you have birthed your authentic selves as the God that you are, that you incarnated every single lifetime to get the pieces and the parts and the parcels to bring you to here, to bring you to this journey, to bring you to now, bring you to this entire year that would have you gathering all of the magnificent parts of yourself back into one unified whole. That has been your purpose. That is all of humanity's purpose on this earth, right here, right now, before the end of 2012. So when you ask, when anyone asks, which is frequent for many people throughout the world, Maureen, what is my purpose? This is it. And you've done it. So please just take that in for a moment. Might be a hard one to get through. Just breathe in that you have literally birthed your authentic selves as the gods that you are. And that was always the desired outcome for every moment of this class, for every tool, for every experience, for every bit of wisdom and assistance from both the divine and the numerous ones of the angelic and archangelic world and the galactic world as well. You have, in essence, been given the blueprint to ascend. And now it is up to each and every one of you to strengthen every aspect of who you have authentically become. This is the new template, the divine new one. And as such, it will require refining and stabilizing it. And I know each and every one of you will. And I know you will do it with love, and you will do it with pleasure, and you will do it on behalf of yourselves. And you will do it on behalf of all of humanity because of you. Mass consciousness made a major shift, whether they are aware of it yet or not. And because of you, because of us, Mother Earth has made a major shift. Imagine how much light for this past year we have put into her consciously, lovingly, with so much care, and honored her and let her know how precious and valuable she has been. Each and every one of you is going to find yourselves receiving enormous assistance from the unseen in ways and at times you will not expect. No part of this class and what you have done and experienced has gone unnoticed. Of that, you can be sure. So let's talk about some of the keys that will help you now move and stay in this new template with its brand new evolutionary path forward. While preparing the notes for this class, it came to me that one of the magnificent aspects of this class is that you have come into balance. meaning you have balanced your masculine and your feminine natures as mirrors to our Mother, Father, God. And that has been no small feat, she says knowingly, as for years, one aspect has always remained predominant in humankind, and that has been the masculine nature. You have each been softened, and you've been strengthened. You have opened your hearts without fear of shielding it from what might appear to threaten you. For you have come to realize that nothing in the world external can affect you any longer, for the real world lies within you, and you have full control over that, which then creates your world external. You are the steward of your life now, and beautiful stewards you are, with everything you need to steer your ship on its right course all of the time. By returning to your divine nature, that which holds the heart and mind of God, you have adopted the principles of gentleness and love to become more predominant and prominent, so aggression will subside. And our world is in great need of that balance. And by your actions, you have made that possible. Again, as you have added to the balance of mass consciousness and to the gentler ascension of Mother Earth. And balance can only occur when women and men are centered in their divinity. Then they fully express love and tenderness, strength and power in a balanced manner. And you've learned how to do that. Those of you who have chosen the feminine form have a responsibility now to help restore balance in men by supporting and allowing them to feel safe in expressing their tender natures without labeling them as weak. Those of you that have chosen the masculine form may now help restore balance in women by not allowing their strength to threaten you. Most important is restoration of balance within, which will be accomplished by continuing to harvest the very full now expression of the divine masculine and feminine in balance within you. And as you journey to the 11-11-11 doorway and then establish your strong new divine template, always remember how deeply important trust and faith will continue to be in your journey. There will be moments, and more than a few, as we enter 2012, the year of the dragon, when you may find that your trust and your faith are sorely tested. But you have what you need to trust, as you have had many experiences this year that have called upon you to have blind faith and trust, even in this class. And you have risen to that call. This will continue to be the Achilles heel of many as they continue to merge with their higher forms of life. Don't let it be yours anymore. It will take a while for you to feel comfortable with your heightened nature and your heightened consciousness. You will witness your life changing even more than it already has, rather swiftly now, as long as you continue to collaborate with its evolutionary nature. That's what's so important, that you now begin to collaborate with your evolutionary nature, undaunted and excited and joyful and courageous and with a verve that is often lost in the human suffering of the human nature, the worry and projection of the human nature. But you know better now. So please remember to trust and flow with the great changes yet ahead of you. You are being guided by Mother, Father, God, by your advanced self, your future self, your precious soul, and I promise none will ever steer you in the wrong direction. Just stay away from your emotional body and your third dimensional mind, because therein lies the density and therein lies the separation and the duality and the polarity and the fear and the density. Trust every single aspect of your higher nature, your mother, father, God, and their heart and mind. Each walk with you now, every step of your way, and let that give you rest, always. Trust now that everything, without exception, is coming into divine alignment now that you have. And trust that what is occurring as present experience in your life continues to simply be the balancing of your new evolutionary life. And remember to resist nothing. Stay neutral instead of reactionary, and don't seek ceaseless activity to replace anything. Take a breath. Now that you have birthed God's heart and mind and your authentic nature, it's taking a deeper hold on you, so you can relinquish your hold on what once was and allow what is meant to be to come to you naturally. No grasping, no clawing. Everything will come to you now if you are receptive and undaunted and grateful and joyful. And it all lies on the other side of the 11-11-11 doorway. Tuck this into your hearts, beloved, and remember that when you come to the end of all that you know, and most of us are, you are being prepared to fly. Trust that the divine will never let you fall nor fail. Take a breath. With right palm open over your heart, will you take another breath of love and light into the center of your heart? Hold it and consciously release anything that you may still be holding on to right now that needs to be surrendered. We want nothing to be in your way. Take that breath again. If you hadn't really grasped what that might be for you, take your time. Do it again. Breathe in again with your hand over your heart and consciously release anything that you might be holding on to right now that needs surrendering, so that it does not get in your way and does not pass through the doorway that we are about to pass through, and the portals that we will continue to pass through, and the doorways that we will continue to pass through 2012. Take another breath of love and light into the center of your heart. Just hold it for a moment. And just breathe out a sigh of relief. You are safe, beloved. You have made a profound journey to your magnificent, whole, undivided divine self. You are safe. Believe that. Accept that. Know that. Trust that. And if you will take your three middle fingers on your right hand, as we've done before, and as you take a breath, tap on your heart and speak aloud the profound words of truth. I am. I am. I am. And if you will, do that one more time. I am. I am. I am. And feel what happens to your vibration when you speak the truth. Remember always the story of Moses. And the power of I am, and the power that you invoke within yourself each and every time you make that pronouncement. I am. Every time that you do so, you incite an activity of light inside of yourself. Each and every morning, if you will, begin your day with that activity of light. For as you do, you make more and more space inside of yourself for the inrush of energies you are about to receive. Once the doorway of the 11-11-11 bursts open and continues on through 2012, each and every time you do, you signal to the very cells of your precious body that the switch is on. And you prepare them to accept more easily the divine light that pours in and through them, raising you even higher in your body of light, providing you with restoration and regeneration, and, very important, allowing you, enabling you to hold steady in the fifth and sixth bandwidth of energy. Take a breath. With your hand to your heart, your head bent toward your heart, extend, if you will, your feeling of gratitude and love to your body, to your mind, your spirit, and the flame of the divine whose outpost lives within you. Take a moment and consciously receive your own gratitude. Welcome your divine nature. Welcome all of the aspects of yourself that had formerly split apart and gone on other journeys, until it was safe to come back home. Welcome yourself back to yourself as one, undivided by a second. For you see, beloved, you truly are the one you have been seeking all of your lives. You are the change you desire to see in the world. You are the vessel for heaven to be brought to earth. You are the second coming, no other. Take a breath and feel into those words of truth and into the magnitude of who you really are. Feel into the truth that you hold within you now, the Christ blueprint, the divine ascension plan, the vehicle that expresses as God on earth. Accept that. Allow it. Embrace it. And enjoy every moment of it. Make no judgments based on your former life. Make no identity labels any longer based on your former life. You are releasing yourself as a hostage of third dimensional lower life and setting yourself free to explore divine life. So be patient with yourselves. It will all take a while to really get used to your freedom and your authentic nature, your undivided self, and all the joy it offers. So if you're wondering, why am I not feeling Some of you may say, I'm not feeling this right now. You will. You've been rebirthed. You've been reincarnated. You've been recreated. You've melted down the human template, and you've just moved in to the divine one. And as you move forward past the 1111 doorway and into 2012, I'd like to remind you about the attribute of mystery, for where we are all headed has no go-by. So together, we shall learn how to skillfully dance with the mystery as the inrush of joy and non-duality and non-polarity take up residency in our new template. It is important to remember you have come so far and to fear nothing, for everything good and great will descend upon you as you continue to embrace the divinity of God's heart and mind, and like a new babe, your divine new human nature. Take a breath. And let me remind you of the attribute, the divine attribute of mystery. Preserving mystery is an attribute of God consciousness. Mystery is neither apparent to your senses nor obvious to your intellect. It is the fantastical journey, if we allow it, into the realm of potential that makes boundaries dissolve and minds expand. Mystery is a path of fascination and wonders that will spiral you upward, leaving the mundane and the fear and the predictable behind. Remember throughout the times ahead that you were not created to know everything. That's the fun of it, like a surprise party. You took on your human form to have an adventure that would heal parts of your soul and en route to return you to your true identity, divine love, expressing as a human being and walking lovingly, appreciatively with mystery. And your divine love can only be expressed in the ocean of mystery, because without embracing mystery, one can't build trust. Or true courage cannot exist, and faith has no point of entry. Because mystery, like faith, as much as we've talked about it, still, it defies human logic. So don't go to your mind to figure out when you're in the middle of it. What's going on? What's wrong? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You're dancing with mystery. You're dancing with God. Mystery is uncertainty. And unfortunately, uncertainty is where most humans find their greatest discomfort. When the human mind, which most of you are quickly moving completely out of, encounters uncertainty, remember that it rapidly then seeks an answer through its limited comprehension and evaluation. It's using the old mind. It's like using an old software program from your computer. It's got nothing to offer you. It selects its answers from a very small box of potential answers and believes it has resolved something. The mind, which we've talked about so often, believes that then it has effectively controlled uncertainty and through the natural course of life moves on to the next uncertainty. And what happens then, it sets up an ongoing matrix of limited individual control, creating separation and fear and not at all oneness, love, tapping into the mind of God, embracing the heart of God, all within you. life in the evolutionary times ahead, lived gracefully within the scope of mystery or uncertainty, remember, is life expanded and open to its fullest potential, allowing the grace and majesty of God to enter with myriad joyful that will make you happy possibilities, miracles, blessings, and joy. Because mystery shapes itself always without your control and fear, and a completely, and I know you've all recognized this, it frees you from survivalist mentality into a mentality that thrives. Mentality can thrive when it's dense and fearful. So the whole point of your ascension is to allow the survivalist mentality to be gone. And when you find yourself in it, and you may, when you may, let it go. Surrender it. Because I promise you, you'll be resisting something. You won't be neutralized. Your vibration won't be high. And you'll be a long way from where you've been. So don't go back there. Because when you're tethered in survival, you never again consent to allowing God to flow through with its wonderful abundance and joy and blessings and miracles. When you dance with mystery, remember this always. When you're dancing with mystery, you are dancing with God. You are dancing with creation. And you are being rewoven in the very fabric of creation now. So let the mystery be okay. Let all of your experiences be okay, because they are, and they're moving you in evolutionary ways forward. And always remember that mystery is never, ever, I promise you this, a setup to hurt you or confuse you. It's simply life not divulging all of its plans at once. And it's a way to keep you present, to keep you authentic, to keep you in the moment that is, while experiences and circumstances are being created for the new life that you're about to have, the evolutionary life that you've had. Because humanity has never lived in an evolutionary way consciously. We have evolved as a matter of what was always intended, but to consciously live in an evolutionary state is a completely different experience. So just remember that mystery is a divine part of your evolutionary life. So never, never, never again let yourself fall down because of it. And I'll tell you something else that was told to me when I was just writing the notes for this class. Even the mystery is learning how to be more of itself to best serve you in your new life ahead. Take a breath. Because when that came in through me, I just sat back and I had to really consider that. I said, really? Mystery is learning how to be more of itself to best serve you in your new life ahead. And when I really embraced that, and it didn't take long, I thought, wow, that is so cool. We are really, really, fully being reincarnated, being rewoven into the very fabric of life. And a lot of that is learning how to be more of itself for us. That is incredible. It's awesome. It's beautiful. And it's so loving. Just feel that. It's so loving. So I think that a simple exercise would be very helpful for everybody. And any time when you're feeling uncertain, just invoke the following prayer intentionally. Take a breath. Just let yourself receive this, very short. From the light of God that I am, and from the power and the love of God that I am, I give my uncertainty to you, God, the highest part of myself. Let me not be tempted to turn to my mind for answers. I ask you to shed light along the path and lead me to the outcome, the appropriate outcome, at the appropriate time. I trust you. I trust me. I trust us. Surrounded by divine right action, I trust that the mysteries of my life are not a mystery to you, and I accept my responsibility this day to live gracefully in the mystery of my life. And so it is. Please take a breath. Remember always, beloveds, that as a result of embracing all that you have during this past year of birthing the heart and mind of God, that you are entering a new world. It's not a metaphor, it's a fact. It will need all of your attention, your presence, and love from your authentic and divine self now. Nothing will look nor feel the same unless you begin to rummage around in what I call the attic of the third dimensional mind, attic or addict, if you will, or your emotional body, or bring up stories that are only appropriate for the history of your former life. Now you are made ready to possess a new pride and honor and love for yourself and a new excitement for what lies ahead. It's not going to be the same way. It's not being created that way unless you demand and decide you're taking out your paintbrush and you're going to paint it in suffering and struggle. It's not being created that way, though. So don't do it. Remember all the aspects of birthing the heart and mind of God and never give up your birthing room. Because every day you're going to birth more and more and more and more of yourself, and quicker than you even have through this year. You're going to enter into so many new dimensions of your authentic self, more than we've talked about to date, because there's more of it. And many new dimensions of love with yourself and all others. And now you have much more access to your magnificence and that of your divine love and divine grace as you open further and wider in this new divine template. Beloved, the hard work is over. Take a breath. Take that in. The hard work is over. I know so many of you see that to be so. It's over. It's over for those of you that have embraced this past year of birthing the heart and mind of God. It is over. That doesn't mean that life won't have itself, because it will. But I promise you, you will move through it so quickly and consciously and go, oh, okay, I get that. I get that. That's an experience for this reason. And I don't have to turn this into a drama, a story, a movie. And I don't have to call all my friends and tell them all about it. You can share it if you'd like, as a matter of conversation, but it doesn't have to take us up a story that takes up residency in your body anymore. The hard work is over. And now you will experience currently incomprehensible magnificence and a more consistent flow of what we call grace. And the grace that we feel, the grace that we do feel, not only comes from the divine, it comes from ourselves. We gift ourselves with grace when we surrender, when we no longer grasp and claw for anything, when we're in the flow of the mystery and of all that isn't the mystery, when we allow, when we receive, give thanks in advance, and bless every single thing, every single experience that we have, we are giving ourselves grace. Grace doesn't just come from outside of ourselves, believe me. And I bet if you consider that with your higher mind, you will see that for yourself. Take a breath. Each one of you, your greatest work to fulfill now is your at-one-ment with all of life, all of humanity, all of nature, all of yourself. And now you will know why you came to this earth, this precious earth, at this time to live as heroes in a transition stage unparalleled to anything ever experienced in human existence. And you will love being in service as a natural outpouring of your graceful and compassionate self, not as a task that wears you out or as a matter of karma that is over. Your work in the world external need only be a labor of love, not enslavement. And remember that your choices are endless and in collaboration with the divine, and your action will manifest as the energies in the fifth bandwidth of energy support all of them. And remember, though, that you must stay in the seamless flow of the infinite and trust. Stay in the mystery when you need to. Say thank you and take actions on behalf of your precious selves that will be guided by your higher self, not your mind, not your past, not your mother, not your friend, from your higher self on behalf of your precious self. So, how wonderful. Be creative now. Be undaunted. Be powerful. Be happy. Be courageous. And be grateful. And plant the seeds of your new life very carefully and very thoughtfully. You may even want to get a package of seeds, whatever kind you want, in a little planter box for your house. And you can take a seed each day or even one each week and really sit with that seed in your birthing room and put your intention into it and your love into it, and then put it into the dirt. And every day, just bless it. And you could put a little note that says what that seed was planted and intended for, and nurture it and nourish it. Spend time in your birthing room, as I said, and select the seeds. And ask your higher self, how is it best for me to nurture these precious seeds into their fullest, most vivid potential? Be humble and be happy. Find your joy and choose your happiness. Remember that. Without condition. Remember, we talked about that for a whole session so important. As I said, you're going to find a new dimension of yourself now, and it has nothing to do with the past. And once you fully awaken to it, which is your next step, you're going to find yourself in an ecstatic ecstasy, impulse to move at lightning speed to fully merge with it. Nothing stops here. Everything begins here, where we are, where we have journeyed to. And now you will find excitement to evolve, not fix and heal or process. You are going to discover a new significance to and for your life, one that possesses infinite depth and the peace that passes all understanding. I promise you that. You're going to find a profound new clarity and a liberated passion. That's what you are in store for. That's what lies ahead now that you have made this amazing journey, this committed and devoted journey of birthing the heart and mind of God and your authentic, connected, balanced, and loved self. You have unlearned so much of this world that lives in reverse truth. You have unlearned so much of yourself that has lived in reverse truth. You have melted so much of the old you, and so many of you now are free, and more of you will become so as you continue on this incredible path, this ascension path, this blueprint of transformation. You are amazing, boundless being. And I honor each and every one of you. I love each and every one of you, and I thank each and every one of you for allowing me and trusting me to take you on this journey for a year. Remember always the great I am that you are. And I do sense that another journey will be in store for us together as one again. However, in the meantime, love yourself so much that you will never set up another circumstance that will go against the brand new you that you are. You are the blessing in human form that your mother, father, God has long awaited. Go now and be the God that you are and show the rest of the world how it's done. Know you are loved. Namaste.